as I said to supporters at the start of the year, we put a squad together, you know, that we felt was, you know, strong enough to start the season with. I think the biggest benefit by doing that, it allows us to see what we need. Obviously, there's certain positions in the team that I think people are probably know what we need, but they're so difficult to find. You know, we must thank our chairman, Peter Marsden, and obviously Watford Football Club, because Peter's got great connections down there, that we're trying to build up a little link. And we do try and build up links with clubs now higher than us to maybe use a player or two of theirs for development. You know, so Watford have been very gracious in giving us the two boys. Hopefully we can get them involved as quickly as possible. It's a bit new to them. You know, they've only just landed. You know, they've come up, they've got to get to know the players and how we play, etc., etc. So it'll be an important integration time for the lads.
When you bring a player in, or in this case two players, does it make as much of an impact just them being here that players who are playing have got a bit of pressure on them and look over their shoulder?
Yeah, Dan, but also the fact that the last couple of weeks, the likes of Toto, Dean Wynard, George Miller, they haven't even been training. You know, we're starting to now go through that spell of carrying knocks, which lads are taking into games, which affects the performance, you know, and you don't want to be asking people to play when they're injured. You know, never as a manager do you want lads going on the pitch injured, because one thing for sure, you can't say to supporters, oh, Joe Bloggs is playing, but give him a break because he's injured. You know, people judge on what they see. You know, and sometimes for fans, and I agree with that, they pay the money, there's not an issue. But, you know, just building up our squad and fine-tuning it in there. And, you know, lads play well at some clubs. Hopefully the two Watford boys can be a great success. You know, because one thing for us, like Marcus Carver at Marine, they see it as very much a learning curve for their players. And that's the important thing.